Hey, Brett. How are you feeling? Yes, I'm doing just fine. I know it's cliche, but I'll say it regardless. Happy Valentine's Day, my love. Yes, I would do anything to be next to you right now. I hate it when we're this far apart. Excuse you, I am not trying to be a downer. I just wanted to call and thank you for the package you sent me, you big bully. What, did you forget or something? That's what I thought. Oh, I actually haven't opened it yet. So that's what I'm going to do, right now. Ooh, you got me my most favorite chocolate. You know, you may be a brat, but you know exactly what I like, my dear. Dark chocolate, and even hazelnut. Yum. And what's this? A stuffed animal. Aww. You know your Dom has a soft spot for them, huh? A dragon plushie, of all things. It suits me. Well, I love it very much. I mean it, pet. There's more. Oh, what's this? It's a vibrator. It's beautiful. The perfect size. Silicone, too. This looks expensive. I can't believe you bought something like this for me. You really are a good boy. You deserve a reward. I'm going to play with this vibrator in just a moment. I think you should jerk off to me as I do so. In fact, that's a direct order. No, not yet. I'll tell you when. Understand? You like when I'm firm with you, don't you? That's right. It may be Valentine's Day, but that does not dismiss our dynamic. Yes, today we belong to each other. But sometimes you still seem to forget who's in charge. Allow me to give you a reminder. I'm going to show you that no distance in the world could truly keep you from me and from taking what I want. Because you know our desires are mutual. It's been a lot more difficult to travel these days due to the times. I know it's harder to get together as often as we've wanted to. Visits have been few and far between. I feel I've been neglectful of your needs at times, and I want to make it all up to you. How? Well, lately, I've been brainstorming some ways for us to cope with the distance. When we can't be together physically, it doesn't mean we can't connect emotionally, spiritually, sexually. We can achieve this, but we have to work together. You still seem confused, so allow me to demonstrate. I want you to follow my lead. That's what you should be doing anyway. Where are you right now? Are you in your room? If you aren't, you should go there. Yes, that's an order. Clothes off. Lay down on the bed for me. Yes, I'm doing the same. It's been a long time since we've done something like this, so just relax and always remember your safe word. Say it for me. Good. Don't worry, my love. I highly doubt you're going to need it tonight. I may be a little strict, but I only intend to bring you pleasure, not harm. You've been such a good boy lately. It's about time I reward you and show you my appreciation. First, I want you to put your collar on, if you aren't already wearing it. Make it nice and tight. Yes, I prefer it that way. Excellent. How's my collar feel around your throat, pet? Does it make you feel owned? Cared for? Safe? What else? Lustful? Needy? Submissive? Hard? I appreciate your honesty. Yes, yes, it excites me too. You know how much I love putting you in your place with this collar. Dragging you alongside me wherever I wish. Choking you when you step out of line. Speaking of, answer me something. Recently, we enforced a new rule. Do you remember what it is? You are forbidden to touch yourself without my permission. So, have you been a good boy and kept your promise? Have you kept those hands off your cock for me? You hesitated. Speak up. Tell the truth. You caved in, huh? I see. How many times? Wow. When did you even have the time to... Never mind. Were you planning on confessing this to me at any point? You are right now. Fair enough, pet. You're lucky I'm in a good mood. No, I'm not angry with you. This is a brand new rule. I just gave it to you. I had a feeling you'd test me on it. That's just what you do, brat. I know you love to try and rile me up. Unfortunately for you, I already said I'm not being mean to you right now. Nope. Only nice, Saren, today. Don't sound so disappointed. There will be consequences for your actions. As always, we'll get to that later. I promise you. But for now, there's something else I want. Just the thought of me disciplining you has made you a little hard, hasn't it? Touch your cock for me. Stroke it as if I were there doing it for you. You heard me, pet. Don't be shy. Go on. Slowly. Be gentle. Easy. Good boy. Now, go faster. You're not allowed to come without my permission. Do you understand me? You'd better. Now, it's my turn. Yes, pet. The vibrator is on. You really did pick out a nice one for me. I'm going to tease my cunt with it. That's so good. Fuck, it's intense. And this is the lowest setting. No, no. I need some more time to adjust to this. Keep jerking off for me. I'm going to stick this inside me. Fuck. I wish you could eat me out while I do this. Your tongue and this vibrator would be so perfect right now. That's all right. I can just picture it. Me sitting on your face until I eventually lean forward to take your cock into my mouth. I'd order you to lick my slit as you fuck my throat. I'm getting close just thinking about it. Once we're both at the edge, I'd move away from you, only to readjust so I can ride you. I'd sit down hard on you and grind you into the bed. I know how much you love that. You love when I take control. You love when I decide when you get to come. And when you have to hold it. You just love following my orders, don't you? Good boy. Because I certainly love giving them to you. You'd better still be teasing that cock. Don't even think about slowing down. To even the playing field, I'll turn the settings higher on my vibrator. Oh, fuck. I'm fine, pet. I'm more interested in you. Are your balls aching yet? Are they full? Too bad. No coming yet. We'll do it together, all right? Just hold on a little longer. Stroke faster for me, pet. I'm going to fuck myself with this toy you got me until I can't take it anymore. You may come as soon as I do. Understand? All right, I'll count down from 10. 10. Fuck. 9. That's it. Hold it for me. 8. Be a good boy. 7. Don't whine. I don't want to hear it. 6. Take deep breaths. You can do this, Brett. 5. Halfway there. Stroke yourself faster. 4. You're doing so well. 3. Harder. Come on. 2. Close. So close. 1. Come for me. Come with me. Do it. Now. Fuck. I think we both needed that. Did you make a mess? Good boy. Clean yourself up and sit back on the bed. I'm not quite done with you. Did I stutter? No. Go on. All right. All cleaned up? Good boy. No. Keep your boxers off. Now that we're finished playing, you should know I sent you something as well. It should be arriving any time now. Oh? You got the package this morning. Did you open it? No. Well, go ahead then. Open it for me. See what's inside. Mm-hmm. It's a chastity belt. Just for you. I told you, just because it's Valentine's Day doesn't mean you get to break my rules. Earlier, you admitted that you came without my permission. How many times was that? You said a different number last time. The details don't matter. If you can't control yourself, then I'm going to. That's what I'm for. Isn't that right, pet? Mm-hmm. Now, put it on. Go ahead. Lock up that cock for me. Who does it belong to? Yes. And who do you belong to? Good boy. That's right. You're mine. Put the key somewhere you won't be tempted to use it. And trust me, if you unlock this belt without my say-so, I will know. How? I have my ways, brat. Now, you may get dressed. I'm going to as well. I don't know what you've got going on the rest of the evening, but I have to go to bed relatively soon. Work comes early tomorrow. You too, huh? Yeah, that's okay. Sorry for being sappy, but I wish we could be in each other's arms. I may be your mistress, but I still can't help but feel protected by you when you hold me. I mean it. I am not blushing. No, you can't see it through the phone. That's impossible. We're not even on cam. Shut up, brat, or I'll make you ship that key back to me, and then you'll really know what suffering is. I mean, I'm fine. Not flustered whatsoever. Go ahead. Laugh. Get it out of your system. Is something wrong? You want to fall asleep on the phone? Fine, fine. I'll keep it on for you. Close your eyes, pet. It's bedtime. Are you comfortable? Yeah, me too. I know insomnia has been getting the best of both of us lately. Maybe that's another thing we need to work on. Yes, it'll be good for us. Can we do this again tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Sure. That'd be nice. We will then. It's a date. Hey. I love you. And I miss you very much. Happy Valentine's Day, brat.